Tuesday morning, and it's the month of June. In fact, today is June the 10th, and June is National Dairy Month, and that's when we celebrate all things dairy, not just milk, but cheese, yogurt, ice cream, butter, and the farmers, the dairy farmers who raise the cows that give us these delicious dairy treats. And today we celebrate Dairy Month by bringing in Joyce Fickery, the nutrition educator from the St. Louis District Dairy Council. Welcome back to WJBM, Joyce.
Hi, Craig. It's great to be back with you, and especially to celebrate June Dairy Month.
And celebrate we will. We're going to talk about all things dairy, and I guess we get started. Why do we choose June as the month we celebrate Dairy Month?
You know, initially this started out in 1937, and it was called National Milk Month. And it was kind of a way to help distribute extra milk, because this is when, you know, cows are turned out into those green pastures, and so they tend to produce quite a bit of milk typically in June. So at that time, they thought it was a good way just to help promote and remind people that dairy is important in the diet. In 1939, the title changed to June Dairy Month. So for more than 70 years now, it's been a great time to honor our dairy farmers for their contributions to our nation's economy and also to all the wonderful health benefits we get when we consume dairy products. So it's also a great time to remind consumers that things like milk, cheese, and yogurt do play an important role in a healthy diet.
Well, we always hear that people should drink a lot of milk, but a lot of people don't understand why. Why is milk so important?
You know, dairy is irreplaceable in the diet, and one of the reasons is it has so many essential nutrients. So when we have milk, cheese, and yogurt, they are nutrient-rich. They provide us things like calcium, potassium, phosphorus, protein, vitamin D, vitamin A, riboflavin, niacin, and vitamin B12. It really is. If you're not consuming milk or dairy, you're missing out on key nutrients that we need for health. And in fact, milk is the number one source of nutrients like phosphorus, vitamin D, and potassium. And dairy foods, I guess, are primarily known for calcium, and they provide about 70% of the total calcium in the nation's food supply. So they really do need to be part of a healthy diet. They promote bone health, and they also help to reduce the risk for certain diseases, especially things like osteoporosis, hypertension, and also heart disease.
Well, you spelled out all the reasons why we need to have dairy as part of our balanced diet. How much serving should we have a day?
You know, the dietary guidelines recommend that we have about 3 servings of low-fat or fat-free milk or milk products every day, and that's for everyone age 9 and older. For those younger children, for those ages 4 to 8 years of age, they should have 2.5 servings, and that's a slight increase from the previous dietary recommendations. And children ages 2 to 3 years old need about 2 servings each and every day. Now, on average, Americans tend to be a little bit short of that recommendation. And just by adding 1 more serving, usually we get about 2, 1 more serving would really provide the nutrients that are needed. And a great thing is that it's easy to get them by drinking milk or eating dairy foods. And it's pretty affordable, too.
And there's several different ways you can add dairy throughout the day that people don't really consider.
You know, I think it is so easy to get milk and dairy foods in the diet on a daily basis. The easiest thing, of course, is just to drink milk with every meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's very easy. But some other ways you can do this, use milk instead of water when you're making things like oatmeal or hot cereals and then soups. You can top off fruit salads and baked potatoes with low-fat yogurt. Make your morning coffee a latte by adding some milk. Add a slice of cheese to your sandwich at lunchtime. Top your salad with some shredded cheese, eat a yogurt parfait, and build something like a smoothie that is made from either milk or yogurt plus your favorite type of fruit.
And what is a serving size? Is it 8 ounces? Is that a traditional serving size for, I guess, liquid milk?
Absolutely. 8 ounces, 1 cup will equal a serving. And it's the same if you're eating yogurt. It should be about an 8 ounce serving. For cheese, if it's a natural cheese like Swiss cheese or cheddar cheese, it's about 1.5 ounces.
All right. So drink your milk, folks.